Yes, come in.
Hey.
Oh, hey, nice to see you. How are you?
Fine. Little bit busy with university stuff, you know. What about you?
Yeah, really good. I enjoyed the sun. Didn't do much, and yeah.
Oh my god.
What happened?
Max just sent me a GIF. It's so funny.
Excuse me, who is Jeff?
Not Jeff. GIF, don't you know? Those moving pictures?
Oh, you mean GIF, not GIF.
I'm pretty sure it's called GIF. Whatever, so look at that.
It's called GIF, just saying.
Do you really need to make a big deal about this?
Well, I mean it's just the right way to pronounce it. We're linguistic students, after all, and we should know such things.
Well, so how do you know that GIF is the right pronunciation?
Good point. You know what? I've got an idea to solve our pronunciation problem. Come on. We're asking the almighty internet. Here we go. The Linguistic Misconceptions channel. They have a kind of show called 1 Minute with Daily Linguistic Problems.
Okay, cool. Let's watch it.
Oh my god, I hate those ads.
Hello and welcome back to Linguistic Misconceptions with another episode of 1 Minute with Daily Linguistic Problems. Today we will talk about how you pronounce this word. G-I-F. Some people say GIF and some say JIF, but what is actually the really correct way to pronounce it? Let's see if we can solve this really important linguistic problem.
Number 1!
Looking at English and the rules how to pronounce words that start with the letter G, there's a certain pattern that is noticeable to separate the use of the hard G and the soft G. Just consider the following examples. Gentle, ginger, giraffe, general, gym. Compared to these words, gallon, gate, goat, goose, guitar. These are all words starting with G that is followed by a vowel. As you can see, the soft G comes before the letters E, I, or Y. Nevertheless, there are some exceptions to that rule. Look at these examples here. Girl, gecko, gear, geek, gift. So statistically, the word is less likely to be pronounced as GIF. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that it's pronounced as JIF, so we need to consider other arguments as well.
Number 2!
Did you know that the origin of the word comes from the 1980s and it is a so-called acronym for graphic interchange format? One could argue that since graphic is pronounced with a hard G, it has to be called GIF then. However, we still need to consider that acronyms in general are pronounced as new words. Take for example LASER, which is the acronym for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation, would, according to this rule, be pronounced as LASER. So this still doesn't give us the answer.
Number 3!
As the whole internet is arguing about the correct pronunciation, the creator Steve Wilhite joined the debate and declared that it is pronounced GIF, although the majority pronounce it GIF. As a result, this word is officially pronounced with both soft and hard version interchangeably. Even the OED says so. Both possible pronunciations are listed there. So what have we learned today? Whether you say GIF or JIF, it's basically up to you. There is no clear argument for either pronunciation. Both are acceptable. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I will see you in the next episode of 1 Minute with Daily Linguistic Problems. See ya!
Huh, this was actually quite informative. I think I've heard about the creator saying that it is pronounced GIF.
But it seems like it that everyone goes with what the majority says, namely GIF, right? That's why I say it like that all the time. And to be honest, to me it sounds better.
I think the internet just blew this out of proportion anyway. After all, both versions are correct, right?
Yeah, we really don't need to worry about that stupid controversy. Let's just say it the way we like to.
I agree. Or, from now on, we could just use the full name instead. Graphic Interchange Format.
Yeah, sure, that's a great idea.
Yes? Yeah?
Yo guys, look! I have to show you this Mimi.
What?
Oh god, not this again.